you'd get a dick pic, right?
Yeah.
Well,
that's obviously the only pic I have.
And it's not yours,
it's
right?
No, it's not. Of course not. Tony.
I'm just Jesus. Making sure.
Yeah, Tony.
Yeah, I feel like you're covering all your bases here.
Yeah, dating site 101. Jesus.
So, I see that red light.
That means I'm recording.
Yeah.
We're recording, but we have... I just went live on Twitch, but I have us muted. Because I like to give it, like, a little buffer zone.
That makes sense.
The buffer zone!
It's my buffer!
That didn't work.
I get it, to be honest.
What? I typed streaming now-ish, but... apparently my keyboard didn't like me using the word nowish, so it converted to now I shall.
I mean, that's fairly close. It just reminded me of how kids would take their parents' phones and make the word no a shortcut to, like, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then I see all the backfires that happened. Like, people like, oh, can I have my friends over for a huge party while you guys are on vacation? And then, like, one of the responses from the parents was, you have friends?
Yeah.
I love that stuff.
And it's now posted.
Sweet.
I am now posted as well.
Well, are we live yet?
We're...
I mean, we're recording.
I mean, I guess we're recording.
We are now.
All right. Okay.
Except for you, I muted you.
That's good. There's a new story that I have to bring up. Hold on, you guys remember last week, right?
No, I remember nothing.
He wasn't here last week.
No, he wasn't.
So. I was listening, though.
That's true.
So last week, the news story that tripped me up was the bassist from the Ataris getting arrested
right.
in some weird phone scam.
Yeah.
All right. This week, the headline is, a dozen camels disqualified from Saudi beauty pageant over Botox injections.
Yeah, I saw that.
I saw that too.
This was another headline that I had to read at least 10 times.
Because you're racist and you didn't know what...
Well, that would literally be racist.
No, I... I kept reading these words, and I was like, nah, I didn't just read that. Let's try this again. No, that's what I read. A camel show is like, that's a thing, right?
So it's a camel toe.
I've just never...
I mean, it would be similar to like...
A horse show or a car show or a dog show. Yeah. So like that part wasn't... The difficult part for me to get by, it was the Botox injections that I kept...
Trying to beef your camels up.
I kept stopping at it. I'm like, what?
Are you trying to shame them for their beauty?
Did the camels request the injections?
I think that's probably the issue.
Yeah.
Are we streaming yet?
Yeah.
We're streaming and we're recording.
All right, give Tony his...
All right, so is there a preamble to this?
No, Tony, there was no preamble because I didn't wrap it. It's just in a clear plastic bag.
Hold on. I just want to say how this came about.
Alex has a preamble.
Okay, yeah. Alex has a preamble.
We were driving somewhere, and I immediately exclaimed, God damn it. And then everybody's like, oh, what's wrong? Alex, what's going on? And I'm like, why didn't we get Tony X for Christmas? And then David's like, I'm buying it right now.
That's not how I remember it.
That's almost exactly how it happened.
Yeah.
Was I drunk?
Not yet.
I don't know.
Were you thinking about getting drunk?
We were on our way to go bowling where I would fuck up my wrist. Actually, we were on our way to the bar, but there was going to be a Christmas party in the bar. So then we sidetracked and went bowling.
Our pool tables became buffet tables for some reason.
Yeah.
And we did not get to play on them.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy that part.
Some reason is the bar wants to make money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go figure.
I'm actually okay with, like, I'll allow them to do that every once in a while because there's never anybody in the bar otherwise. So
yeah. We need them to stay.
Yeah, they do kind of need to stay open for you to...
Unlike the last place.
Rails and...
Pints and rails. All right, Tony, let's just get this over with.
All right.
We got you... A pan flute. Alex didn't even spend 16 hours in the car with you.
That's goddamn fantastic.
I cannot teach you how to play that.
I, you know what? I'm probably already a master at it.
Probably.
I guess we'll find out here in a moment.
Yeah, I've already found out, and I already know you are. Challenge one is opening it. I'm pretty sure that's how it's supposed to be. Let me be honest with you. I ordered this from the back of a car. So
it says that it's made in Indonesia. The stickers are kind of in the way.
Are they?
Kinda.
I think those are load-bearing stickers.
I think they are. I'm kind of afraid to take this sticker off because I'm afraid it's just all going to fall apart. Like, it's keeping these three in line. The rest of them don't seem to... Wow.
Yeah. Oh, it works!
Is this how you change the tone?
Nice. Yeah,
that's like a trumpet.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
I thought you were supposed to blow over the top.
I don't know.
I don't know either, actually.
Well,
I mean, I did get my degree in pan fluting, but yeah.
Your degree in pan fluting was the drive to Minnesota.
You know what? This is my payment for taking care of you two.
Yeah.
In Minnesota.
Thank you.
What do you mean, you too? That was fine.
I've heard for those listening, the look Tony just gave is...
I've heard some stories that would indicate otherwise.
Shall we bring up the cougars that weren't cougars? The cougars that were younger than you?
I was at no point...
Made in Indonesia, but it's got Hawaii written on it?
Yeah.
At no point was I unable to take care of myself.
Says the person who pissed in an alley and
again
and mooned Perkins.
Yeah, I remember doing those things.
The entirety of Perkins.
This is how you know that it was fine. I remember doing
those
things.
You actually remember those.
Oh. That's how you know I wasn't that drunk.
So, I mean, I went over the least important news story.
Are we a news podcast now?
Dear God, I hope not.
Yeah, me too.
Do we want to talk about the follow-up on
the Logan Paul situation?
Yeah.
Oh, is there a follow-up? I missed this.
Logan Paul finally posted a new... He posts videos every single day.
Right.
He stopped doing that January 1st after the whole thing. He hadn't posted anything for... It's been 3 weeks now. Mm-hmm. He posted... Was it? It might have been today, actually.
Yeah.
Like a 7-minute long video.
Was there any substance to it, or
it was all about suicide and suicide prevention?
Well, good for him.
You had words about it, and
yeah. All right. I think this video was good.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the way it was shot annoyed me because they were talking about a very serious subject, and it was like glamour shots of him. A big problem that I had with it is this video makes it look like within 3 weeks he went from being less mature than I was 10 years ago to being more mature than I am now. And me as a person, that bugs me because I feel like it's fake. But if it's not, I'm happy. Like, I don't know.
Well, I think you're going to be able to tell that based on the follow-up videos, because this isn't going to be his last video. Like, if he was dropping this and saying, you know, I'm done, I screwed up, that would be a sign of maturity.
I'm glad that this video came out. I guess it's a worry inside me that this isn't genuine, and it's like driven by some PR company that is trying to help him get back to where he was.
It is obvious that he had help.
Yeah.
Like that, but that doesn't... I had absolutely no problems with the video.
You had none.
Okay. I didn't get the whole glamour shot thing that you did. He pulled... they put a bunch of clips together of news stories that were reporting on all the shit that happened.
Mm-hmm.
News stories that were like news anchors going, Logan Paul fucked the fuck up.
Yeah.
And they happened to, in the news clips, like they would have like a picture of him sometimes, and they were vanity shots. Like he just
he's a pretty guy.
I mean, yeah, he's like yeah. rolling the rocks around in his hands and
all of that. Looking off all in of the those shots, yeah. those were way less glamorized, or I don't know what you want to call it, than his usual stuff.
Oh, okay.
Like I noticed that the lighting wasn't as
good.
Not good, but as
artificial.
Like
professional.
As
I've never seen one of his videos before.
Okay. Well, so, I'm like, telling you.
Yeah, I don't have anything to compare it against, so I appreciate what you're providing right now instead of whatever he's doing.
Did he
I forgot what I was trying to say because good. You guys both
good.
Like jammed your D's in there.
Good. I didn't watch the video. I saw that he posted it and I was like, yeah.
It seemed plenty sincere to me.
Okay. I hope it is.
And I think that when you go from a point, like, from this ultra high point to what he went through, which was huge backlash, like, just incredible backlash. I think, like, he's losing all these business opportunities. He's lost the respect of people he probably doesn't want to lose the respect of. Like, that's a very sobering moment. And he's 23?
Yeah, this...
Something like that. Yeah.
I feel like... He probably doesn't have... He didn't go to, like, college or anything afterwards, right? So his
no.
his skill set is basically celebrity. And I feel like if he loses that, he's, like, screwed.
Yeah.
That's fair. I mean...
He probably has enough money to retire right now, but...
If he manages his money, which he... I mean, that's... Who knows? I mean, it who knows what advice he's taking from whom?
Right.
And... I mean, the way I look at what happened is he likely doesn't have, he might have a PR firm. And the PR firm is going to freak the fuck out over this.
I don't think he did before, but.
But he might now.
But he might now, and right. that's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, he's clearly getting some good advice or has realized, I mean, he's either, he either realized he fucked up and. Did some research and figured out what he should have done and took some time to come up with this video. And if that's the case, that's the best of situations because he's doing it without any input. What is probably more likely is that he realized that he fucked up, money is flying out the window, and he needs to fix the situation. And so he starts asking people, what should I do? And somebody says, you need to get somebody, you need to get a PR firm, you need to stop the bleeding, you need to get somebody who understands how this works. Yes, I know you're a multi-bajillion follower YouTube star, but you don't know how this works. You need somebody who understands how everything works, and you just need to hire them to help fix your image and fix the problem you have right now. And so he made the decision, somebody made the decision for him, or he made the decision, probably him, to get someone's help to fix his image. Either way, he made the decision to fix something, and he's going with it. He shot the video, he posted it. It's a step in the right direction either way.
Pan flute mask knows the deal.
I think, like you said, it will be determined by his future videos.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, his. I mean... If a week from now he's posting the same jackass bullshit, okay.
He went from being famous to...
More famous.
To infamous, I guess is the correct way of saying it.
Yeah. Right?
Like, more famous.
I mean, he had a lot of people knew about him. I didn't know about
him. He went from being YouTube famous to being...
famous.
To being people who watch YouTube's parents famous. Because I can guarantee... Most of the kids who watch YouTube, their parents had no clue who this fuckface was until their 6 o'clock news was telling them who this guy was.
Yeah. I like he went from being famous to a few million people or tens of millions of people, I can't remember, to like the world knowing his name and universally despising him.
I don't think universally. Here's
no.
Here's what I think the issue is. He has a core audience on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
His core audience on YouTube didn't give a fuck.
Did not give a fuck.
They don't give a fuck.
Don't give a fuck.
People who aren't his audience cared and started a big thing, but they were never his audience to begin with. So a bunch of people started hating on him who didn't know who he was before this video. And now those people are, half of them will be mollified by this. Half of them are still going to hate this guy. So his effective audience will have changed zero.
So really, aside from him growing as a person, the only thing that this experience would really change is his cash flow.
Did he grow as a person?
I'm not prepared to be that cynical about it. He is a kid. Like, this was a huge thing that happened. If you'd watch the video, I don't know. Like, you can assume that literally everybody is just bullshitting everything. I think he does care about his fan base for more than just the money. Like he loves the attention that he gets from them, and that's like a weird form of
narcissism.
I watched the video. I'm not saying that he didn't grow. I'm saying that there's like a 5% pain in my stomach where I think it's not real.
A 5%
pain? That's an ulcer.
Yeah. This doesn't make up for all of the horrible stuff he's probably done.
I mean, you guys are saying that he's just all about the money, or that it's likely that he's all about the money, but he is also a member of a community, like, and it had to be painful to hear all this stuff that was said about him, to see how people felt about him. Like, people tore into him. You'd have to be completely inhuman to not give a fuck about that and be like, okay, that's fine, just give me the dollars. Like, I don't give a fuck what you say about me. Like, and that's where growth comes from.
I mean,
So the question I have, though, is it growth or is it just a reaction to the backlash?
And
you know what? I'll never know. I'm not a fan. I wasn't a fan of him before. I'm not going to be a fan of him after. I think it was a shitty way that he handled the situation to post the video in the first place. That was just dumb. His name became more prominent. Like, I had heard of him, but I didn't, like, I couldn't even remember why I had heard of him. And I think it was probably just watching a video over one of the kids' shoulders, or maybe just some random video that passed by on YouTube.
Yeah. So have you ever seen that guy who's standing, like, one of the earliest videos he did, he's just standing like on the street, like in New York, just on the street. And like from a full stand, he just drops into the splits. Just like,
no, I haven't seen.
Never
that
seen
one.
That. Like, he's just standing next to people, and then he just does that, and, like, does it in the middle of the street.
That's funny.
It is funny. It's funny. It's really funny. That was one of the earliest things I saw him in.
That was his Vine days, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. I remember that. Yeah. That was wicked funny. It was just like,
yeah, yeah. It was really funny.
Like, he's still a human person. He just got, like, fucked up by this fame and, you know, money and this, like, feeling of immortality.
I hope he's growing as a person, and it's not about the money.
Yeah. But, you see where we are, right? Okay.
What? Yeah, yeah.
This conversation's getting weird.
What?
We're drawing lines as to what it's acceptable to come back from. So
you don't think,
I think in this case, this is something that is reasonably acceptable to come back from. He made a colossal fucking error, and he's been slapped by the community, by the medium that's hosting him, by some of his fans, maybe, but there's lines that are a little farther down that you can't come back from. That we're establishing.
Hold on.
I
don't think this is anywhere close to a line that you can't come back from as a person.
Yeah, I realize that. That's what we're saying.
But
look at the fucking president right now.
Can we have one fucking conversation where you don't bring Trump up? Please? Like, seriously, I'm tired of talking about this guy.
Okay.
Like, he's the fucking worst. I just don't want to deal with his... I want to have, like, one day where I don't have to deal with his bullshit. It's just... he's oppressive. Everyone in this country just wants to, like, turn around and forget he exists.
But did you hear what Trump said about Logan Paul?
He says he loves that guy. I love that video. Yeah, loves that video.
Best video I've ever seen.
Me and Abe in Japan watched that video. He gave me a handy while we watched it. It was great. Now we got a trade deal. Solar panels, tariffs.
I guess I didn't understand, like, your two reactions to that, because that was basically what I was trying to say, is, like...
That you can come back from this?
Yeah.
I think you can come back from this.
Okay. So, but there are things you can't come back from?
Yeah.
Okay, What is the line that differentiates those two things?
I don't think there's a line.
Has to be a line.
No,
because there's literally 7 billion people in the world, and I can't establish that. Like, we are a fluid body of thoughts. Like, I can't.
Yeah.
I can tell you what, like, you can't come back from murdering somebody in a vlog and then posting it on YouTube.
Agreed.
Like, I don't. I can't run through a list of every single possible scenario of something that people can do. It's just, it's exhaustive.
Yeah, I know. I get that.
I'm just saying that, like, at this point, I'm just like, okay, let the kid try to grow.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Okay.
We need social media court. He needs to be banned from the internet for a certain period of time.
I mean, YouTube implemented some heavy rule changes. And I mean, we kind of already talked about it, but he's, for him to come back, he's probably going to be operating without ad revenue for months.
He is going to have ad revenue next week. Yeah. He's never lost ad revenue completely.
Yeah, that video you watched.
We'll turn it off.
No.
No, you can't turn it off for his entire channel. It's like over 300 videos and he's like one of their top.
Yeah, they turned it. He had some kind of premier status.
Yeah.
That they took away, but they didn't take away all his ad revenue.
Well, but on top of that, it's not just that he's not going to get ad revenue from YouTube. It's that advertisers can say, I don't want to advertise on this channel. And I feel like a lot of advertisers are not going to want to advertise on that channel for at least a little bit.
Depends on what they're advertising for. It honestly does.
I mean, I know
how successful because you know what ad's been in the past.
You know what? I can see somebody in their crappy little app or they're gonna throw money at it because they just don't give a fuck.
But those aren't big dollar ads, right?
No, but lots of little dollar ads.
Let me give you a good example. Does everybody remember that new site called Breitbart?
Yeah,
there was a huge push by basically a lot of organizations, probably not her.
Mm-hmm.
To have advertisers pull their ads from there.
Yeah.
The last major company to continue advertising for them was Toyota. Toyota took a lot of heat for not pulling their ads from Breitbart for like a year.
Oh, I know. And thank God they did. And then Breitbart closed.
Yeah.
We never heard from them again.
They just never heard from them again.
They didn't close, but they fired a lot of people. So, you can run a website on a shoestring budget. But
I
like,
they fired your mom.
She was one of their best writers, too.
Oh, God. You guys are making me deal with some bullshit emotions right now.
Shouldn't have written that piece about the suicide forest.
Damn. Well.
So I'm subscribed to Logan Paul now, is what I'm trying to say. I've bought a bunch of merch.
Listen, if he just only posted videos of him doing the splits thing, I would watch that pretty regularly.
That Logan Paul hat you're wearing is pretty sweet.
Yeah, thank you.
I didn't even know he was the same guy who did that stuff. But that stuff was funny.
The Vine stuff is good. Like, it's good shit. I fucking loved Vine.
Yeah, me too.
Rest in peace.
It was so nice because it was like so short that like you had to really be clever.
Yeah.
With the time that you had.
We could post videos of Luke sleeping.
Yeah. Yeah, plenty of time for that. Just enough time for it not to get old.
Huh?
Yeah, you really, like, with 6 seconds, like, you really have to...
It's gotta be tight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People were doing it, like, it was...
Yeah.
Fucking hilarious. I still watch Vine compilations on YouTube. Like, hour-long compilations of six-second videos. I'm just like, yes! I'm a millennial and I don't have the attention span to be able to focus on anything else. So.
Well,
listen, as human society has progressed, our communication mediums have always gotten shorter. It's just amazing. That's just how it happens.
It's amazing.
It's just
we're not all over here watching 10 hours of taking the Hobbits to Isengard.
I've done it.
Starts as soon as you get to work. Just don't stop.
Just don't stop. Don't stop. Can't stop. I can't take any calls today.
Why is that?
I have business.
Guard.
Be on an 8-hour conference call. It's a delivery problem. Gotta talk to the carriers.
What did you say? Hey, this is Tony.
This is Alex.
This is Kayla.
This is David.
We're the Backseat Producers.
Wow. I fell down a well there, sorry.
Yeah, I could tell. Hey, if you are watching this on Twitch, come check us out at backseatproducers.com. If you are listening to the podcast, Wednesday nights at about 9 o'clock Central, we broadcast this on Twitch TV. / Backseat Producers.
That's the biggest show.
And I just physically pained David.
That's a firm about on that 9 o'clock Central, by the way. Yeah.
That's a hard about.
We hit it pretty good.
Yeah, we hit about 9 pretty good.
It's like 9:05. No, it's like, yeah, it was about 9:05 when we...
I hit the record 29 minutes ago. It is 9:31, so...
Yeah.
Well,
we've been broadcasting here we are.
Well, we're early because I didn't buy a motorcycle today.
Wah, wah.
Yeah, it was pretty disappointing.
It didn't really make us...
Tried to.
Early.
Yeah.
We tried our hardest.
Yeah,
this guy.
You know how hard it can be to give people money sometimes.
Yeah,
for things that they are offering.
Yeah, like, hey, bro, can I come over at 6 o'clock tomorrow and get this motorcycle? Sure. What's your address? We'll touch base tomorrow. Okay.
He didn't want you to have time to like know his address and like
come steal it.
Have
yeah,
a strike.
Yeah, come steal it. Yeah, hold on. Let me quietly steal this motorcycle that doesn't work. Put it into my car.
So, I'm trying to work out the logistics of hauling this thing. So I'm like, all right, I got ratchet straps. We can rent a U-Haul truck. David, I can't put this thing in my trunk. We get in the car. Hey, were you serious about that? Yeah, I was serious about that.
Fuck yeah, I'm serious about that.
Like, this whole time.
You didn't grow up poor and Hispanic. You'd be surprised how much shit we can get into a car.
And then I was like, we can back the truck into a convenient ditch to push the bike into the bed of the truck. David, or I can just grab one of the many boards laying around and use it as a ramp. Me, I cannot stress how heavy this is going to be.
Okay, so that is actually legit. That I've got like a series like a 3-inch thick. It's actually kind of like this table. Like I've got like only it's probably to that wall over there. It's a long, sturdy. It's not a board. It's a
door.
It's almost like a door. Yeah. It's not a door, but it's almost like a door.
You put 400 pounds of motorcycle in the middle of it. Do you think it's gonna hold up?
Yeah, I do. It's a pretty thick board, man. It's heavy as shit.
I don't know.
Too.
I'll go jump on it. We'll see.
I mean, let's not do that.
You saying that reminded me of the time when I was living with my mom and we went to go buy something, like up the street. Somebody was like. Some yard sale thing. It's like this huge mirror. Yeah. And we bought it. So, like, we exchanged money for it, and then we realized we can't fit in the fucking car. So my mom sat in the back seat with the door open, and yeah. She's holding it while I'm driving.
Yeah. No, I know that.
We know this
I
life.
Know this life. I did that when I was trying to fix the condo to sell it. I had to go get some cabinets. So I went to Home Depot, and the one I went to was the only place that had the cabinet I was looking for was like 40 minutes away from the condo. So I got it, I paid for it, and I got outside. And I'm like, oh shit, this is not gonna fit in my car. So I had to call my dad. Can you bring my SUV up here? So here we are.
Here we go.
No, I bet Home Depot has at least 2 people a day that leave with their purchases and come right back in like, yeah, this isn't gonna...
Hey, I'm gonna need to rent that truck, by
that's,
the
yeah,
way.
That's why they rent the truck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that had to have happened so often. I thought I was gonna have to do that the other day, too.
Yeah, I've actually gone to Home Depot, rented the truck, and then gone other places to... to pick things up with it.
I remember when I worked at Best Buy.
It's only $20.
We would have people buy like 60-inch TVs and then get out to their Ford Pinto and be like, oh, there's no way. It's like, yeah, that's why we offered you free delivery.
Hey, can you take it out of the box? Then it'll fit.
Yeah, then it'll fit. No, it won't. Yeah.
Or they'll get their plasma TV and lay it down flat. Yeah, you're just voided your warranty. You're not going to be able to return that, Al. Those plasmas pressurized in a specific way and you can't lay it down. Like, you just broke your $2,000 TV. Congratulations.
It's my TV. I can do with what I want.
Yeah. Pressurize my plasma however I want to.
Speaking of, did you guys hear about the house in California that they found like 13 kids?
Yes.
That's in Paris, California. It's right up the street from where I was living.
Is that comebackable from?
No. That's a hard no.
Okay. You know we're going to do this now, from now on. Okay.
That's fine. Okay. I don't know what you're trying to prove, but...
Just trying to find that line.
God told them to do it.
Are you trying to say that there's nothing you can't come back from, or...
No, I'm trying to determine what the line is that you can come back from.
I don't understand this sudden, fast, and like, I wasn't trying to, like...
There are things you can come back from, and there are things you can't come back from. Agree or disagree.
Yeah, but I don't understand where this... Because all I was trying to say was, you guys were making it sound like he's... all about the money and he doesn't give a fuck about anything else, and I was trying to say that he's also a human person, so like I don't feel that cynically about him, like, and then it got into this weird thing, like I don't even feel like I was talking about what you're talking about.
There's a severity of things you do, and you can come back from some and you can't come back from others.
Okay. You did not answer her question.
I didn't ask a question.
There wasn't a question.
It was a statement.
All right, sorry.
Sorry, I was listening to what you said and not assuming there was a question.
In my mind, the question was, why are we talking about this?
Why am I being targeted for this is what I'm...
Just curious.
All right.
Just curious what that line is.
What about me? Are you going to ask me the same question?
What did you say? She brought up the thing about the kids in the house.
Oh, we know where Alex's line is.
Yeah.
Alex's line is vaccinations.
No, actually, hold on. We don't know where Alex's line is.
I don't understand. Yeah, Alex's line is like
it's somewhere,
way further back than ours.
It's simultaneously way further back, but also way further forward.
I think it's a lot closer.
Did she tell you what happened? When did this happen?
What?
Was some it 2 weeks ago? Curve?
No, it was the 15 million credits. He made us turn it off.
Oh my God, you're right.
No, I didn't. Hold on. One, no, I didn't. And two,
you make us turn it off.
I have a so not the thing that you just said that I did is what you're saying.
Such a combative episode.
It was uncomfortable for you, so we turned it off.
I have a thing with like rape and like.
You've seen that episode.
Which one?
15 million credits.
The one with the bikes.
Oh yeah. Okay.
There's no rape in that episode.
There's no rape.
Right.
She was drugged up and coerced into being a porn star. Yes or no?
Okay, so coercion is a word that has a connotation.
She was coerced.
Yeah.
She was coerced.
Okay.
But
I didn't want to watch it.
It was not.
Another word is influence.
I didn't want to watch it.
She was coerced. She was given the. What did they call it? I just watched this episode again, too. I've seen it 3 times now.
She was given
bleak.
She was given an ultimatum.
No, she was literally given a substance.
Yeah, she was.
What is it? Compliance. They call it compliance.
Mm-hmm.
They call it compliance.
Yes.
She complied.
Do you think that drug makes you compliant?
I do think it makes you compliant. You know what else doesn't make you compliant? Those fucking bikes.
So I didn't want to watch it.
Yeah,
so I stopped watching it.
Fucking coffin.
Yeah.
Forced to watch porn. I know what you're thinking. That doesn't sound so bad. But if you were forced regularly to watch porn, like when you, like in situations
forced.
You didn't want to, like in a men's, well, it's a unisex bathroom, when you're talking to your crush. What did it say? It said something like,
regular
welcome,
view.
Regular view. So yeah, line back here, but also...
But also way...
To him, that's worse than forced vaccinations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on.
But I think the line is still very, very close.
It's really, it's not a straight line. It curves.
It's not a line.
Are you trying to compare coercion into being a porn star with chaining 13 kids up in your house?
No, we were comparing it to forced vaccinations.
Yeah, I don't think those are two comparable things.
Hold on. How long have you known me? And are you surprised that, like, I'm really interested in people's ethical and moral boundaries? Like, because I talk about them a lot. Like, regularly. It's just a fascinating thing for me. I want to know what that line is. I want to know what is the thing you can't come back from, but, like, the first most severe thing you can't come back
from.
So
I guess, like,
there isn't, it's not a linear thing.
It is a linear thing.
No, it's not.
Come back from as, like...
Well, Logan Paul can come back. Mm-hmm. Like, is he offered a redemption for the thing he did? Does he make an atonement that's acceptable?
There isn't just a y-axis, like, and you're above or below a line. Like, everything isn't graded. There are certain activities and areas that are not comparable to other activities that will cross the line no matter what. So, like,
those are below the line.
Rape is never acceptable.
So those are below the line.
But do you consider rape or murder worse?
But can you atone for rape?
That's fucked up.
Yeah, I think that's...
Yeah, that was...
No, I know that's not a popular opinion.
Let's leave that out.
Yeah.
Well, it's already into the ether.
Can you atone for rape?
What does atonement mean?
That's a great question.
We are asking
that's a great question.
Now, on top of that,
you know what? I think this conversation actually is better next week.
Hold on.
What is next week?
Black Museum.
It's a better conversation next week.
This is really such a light and happy episode. And here we are.
We're starting so dark.
There's another
so fucking dark.
There's another thing that I want to throw out there. There's also atonement to the people you directly affected, and then there's atonement to society at large. And those are two very different things. This is why when you get put on a jury, the victim's mother is not supposed to be on the jury. If the victim was your best friend, you're not supposed to be on the jury. If you know the defendant, you're not supposed to be on the jury.
I don't think that is true, but I don't think it has anything to do with what you're talking about.
No, it absolutely does.
It's so you don't have a biased jury.
There's a line for me and there's a line for society, right? There are things that you can come back from to me personally or to society as a whole. And by to me personally, I mean to a specific person. And that's going to vary.
What does that have to do with somebody's mother being on a jury?
You're talking about bias versus atonement.
So, no, I mean, a jury might decide what you have to do to atone for your crime.
They don't do that.
They do in some states. They don't in Missouri or Illinois.
What?
In some states, the jury decides the punishment as well as...
I think they can recommend the punishment, but they don't get to decide the punishment.
It varies per state.
I don't think they ever get to decide. Yeah. That would be insane. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to look this up.
Why would we give 12 non-lawyers?
Right.
I think some civil cases, the jury can influence the penalties involved.
Yeah. But not decide.
I mean, because there's an entire body of legal precedent for these things that, like, that's why we have judges and why 12 assholes from the street are not judges.
Yeah. That's why a couple of thousand assholes vote in that judge.
Yeah. I mean, I understand why my parents aren't on my jury, because then I'm going to get Brock's dad writing a letter about how his...
Six states utilize jury sentencing. Arkansas, Kentucky, Missouri, Oklahoma, Texas, and Virginia.
Oh, so we do it.
Yeah. Sorry, I was wrong.
But does that mean what we were saying, which is that they offer a sentence, or they absolutely, they make up a sentence?
So for the crime, there will be a various amount of sentences, and they can choose the minimum, the maximum, somewhere in the middle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. Like, the jury gets to choose 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, if there's a range of sentencing options.
Mm.
Did you just read that, or?
No. I just know. I took a lot of legal studies classes because I didn't want to buy textbooks.
Julie, get down here.
Yeah, come on. Backseat producers on retainer legal counsel. Where is this?
So
what?
Just look up jury sentencing.
I mean, at one point we had like four.
The jury is deciding what your atonement is.
Yeah, no, I get that part.
But that is your atonement for society at large, not for people you've directly affected. So there are different ways to come back.
See, when I look up jury sentencing, the first thing I see is, contrary to what many in the public think, it is judges, not juries, that almost always determine sentencing. I feel like jury sentencing is the exception, not the rule.
I said six states. That would make it the exception. It
smells.
One of the states is the state that most of us live in.
Yes.
God, I love semantics arguments.
This is illegal semantics, though.
That makes it a lot better. No better.
It's much, much better.
Yeah, none of us are attorneys, so it's so much better.
Yeah.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, professional legal opinion.
Okay. We'll talk about it next week, then. Give David plenty of time to study up on jury sentencing.
You know I'm not going to do that, right?
I know.
But he's going to make but you cite all your sources.
I am.
You'll have time.
I really am. I'm going to take some legal classes. I'm going to write, like...
We need to get Logan Paul on this.
I have.
Do some reporting on it.
I'll bring Peter, the state representative lawyer I know. Get his ass out here.
I made some mistakes in college, and instead of taking classes that would further my education and my knowledge and expand me as a human being, I took legal studies classes.
I did not think this was going that direction.
Yeah, I made some mistakes in college.
Now I have a gay son.
God, how did we get here?
Well,
what are we talking about tonight?
It started out with some camels.
No, what are we here for?
Hanging the DJ.
The DJ.
Is that a jury sentence? Or was that a sentence for the judge? I love this episode.
I like this episode a lot. In fact, I think it might be one of their best.
Are we just throwing the...
Yeah.
Here, I'm gonna toss to you, Kayla. What did you think of this episode?
You're not Tony! I hate this!
God damn it.
Kayla, what did you think of the episode?
Wow.
Wow.
It's one of my favorite in the entire series.
Alex.
The fucking bosun over here.
I don't need to like file these edges down because I'm like tear the shit out of my lips on these things.
I don't know.
Did you watch it?
No, I did watch it. We all watched it.
I know.
It's hard for me to put this into thoughts because once again I thought it was good storytelling, but I didn't like the story that was being told. It just wasn't for me, I feel like. Well, I'm the last one to go. So maybe I should just get into one of my big problems with it.
Tony hasn't gone yet?
He said he liked
it. I said I loved it.
Yeah. Yeah, I was listening to him when he said it.
I wasn't.
Holy shit.
I can only hear that pan flute. Everything else is pan flute-esque.
All right, Alex, what problems did you have with this episode?
Okay. I liked how this worked for the couple depicted in the episode. Or they weren't even a couple. The match that was presented in the episode.
Mm-hmm.
But after I watched it, I realized that this would probably only work for a certain percentage of the population, because it seemed to require some intelligence and some pieces of knowledge and some habits that would make a good portion of the population, at least as far as I understand people, not leave the simulation, like, at all.
Oh, I understand what you're saying. Like, you would have to have the personality trait that would ever let you say we need to get the
You would
out.
Have to at least have some sort of problem with authority, I think, or be suspicious of it. You would have to have some sort of personal reflection going on.
Introspection?
Yeah, introspection. You would have to notice patterns. Every time I throw this rock, it bounces four times in the water. Exactly four times. Like, there are certain... I feel like you have to have certain habits and certain personality traits for this to work at all. I feel like there are a lot of people that would just go through it and not question anything.
I think this scenario is established to match these two people.
So yes. I thought about that as well. And if that's the case, it's space wizards with laser swords. And that's nothing.
Black Mirror.
Nothing has to make sense.
Like, there's a lot in Black Mirror that is space wizards with laser swords.
But that bothers me as a person.
But it's not the point.
Yeah. No, I know. It's why it's not made for me.
Did you enjoy Sense8?
Yeah.
Sense8 is space wizards with laser swords.
Space Wolfgang with laser dick.
Space Wolfgang with big laser dick.
With bisexual laser dick.
Bisexual laser dick.
Yeah, and Sense8 is about a billion times worse than Black Mirror is with in that.
With the hand wavy. Like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the internal rules of Sense8 aren't great. They really aren't great. But that's not what it's about. It's not. It's not about that.
Yeah.
Because it's not the point.
Right.
My thing with Sense8 is... there's enough content that it makes you feel like you're learning more rather than it's just waving stuff around at you. Because, like, once they wave something in front of you to solve a problem, they'll usually do it again two or three times. Whereas in this, maybe there just isn't enough length for me to feel like I'm learning and I'm understanding.
Not enough length waved in your face.
But I've talked enough. I'm going to go take a nap.
I actually think that's one of Black Mirror's strengths, that they don't fill in a lot of those lines intentionally.
Yeah, I actually agree with that.
Because then you'd try and pick it apart.
Yeah, that's... I mean, one of the problems I had with...
not you, personally. Just in general.
In general.
Yeah, they did this so that you...
It was in the script.
Yeah.
This is here to fuck with Alex.
Yeah, there was a lot more world building, like a lot more filled in. They took it all out.
Yeah it was actually going to be a whole series just on this scenario.
Yeah,
but I recognize this episode as being really good at storytelling, like a lot of Black Mirror is. But it's just not directed at me. I can recognize it as good though.
Because you're totally objective in your movie reviewing?
No. Oh, God. It's not possible to be completely objective in something that's 100% subjective.
I agree.
And that's why I said that. The sooner 100% of the population realizes that, the better.
Objectivity is a myth. We finished watching this episode. So I watched this by myself because I binged most of this season of Black Mirror while I was on vacation. And then Kayla watched it some point after that by herself.
At the gym.
And then we watched it, the three of us together. And then as soon as it ended, Kayla said that this doesn't work because, like, the two people have the best, like, have great chemistry, and that's why this episode works. And it was the exact same thing that I said to myself after I finished watching it the first time. Like, if these two people didn't have the chemistry that they did, this episode wouldn't have worked.
The chemistry between the actors.
Yeah, the chemistry between the actors was amazing. It really was.
It felt so organic that...
Yeah.
Like, and that was actually kind of one of the problems I had with it. Like, it felt so organic, it almost felt like a trick. Like, you know how Black Mirror does that thing? Where, like, they dangle it in front of you... And, like, you're like, all right, I see where this is going. But, like, the point of the episode is that you see them together, and then you're like, they should be together because it works so well. And then, like, then it's confusing. It's like, ugh, what is the twist in this going to be now? How are they going to ruin me now?
Yeah. There's a point where a lot of the twists, you get a good portion away there. I could not see this one coming.
Yeah, me neither.
Up until they're in the bar at the very end, I'm like, what the flippin' freaky frack is happening? Like,
well, where it got me was was when all of the different versions of them were vanishing, and like a thought started to get put together, and I just couldn't put it all together fast enough for them to reveal it. It was so good because I'm like, I was chasing this thought, and if like I would have paused and like sat there and thought about it for probably like 20 minutes, I probably would have gotten there. But
You don't have time.
No,
you know?
And I was glad I didn't.
At that point, it was too good to stop.
Oh yeah.
Because like then it was super compelling.
Because it was also like, what the fuck is happening? Yeah. What is going on?
Oh my god, there was actually a wall.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about how this pulls technology directly from several other episodes?
Like, no, I don't.
Because that's a good conversation for next week.
That's a conversation for next week.
All right.
That you haven't watched technology.
Have you watched Black Museum yet?
No.
Okay. Oh. Then we'll wait till next week on that.
All right. You're going to have to do that. You like Black Museum.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. Between the three of us.
Ooh.
How far into the episode will he get before he quits?
I think he'll go all the way.
I don't think so. I think we'll get to that last vignette. I think the last vignette will do him in. Look, I think that'll be the tap out.
I'm trying to remember what the last one is.
If
I think it might be the first one.
If anybody's placing bets,
first one's the doctor.
Kayla's known me a lot longer.
That's true. But I think it's the shock to the guy in the chair. I think that'll be.
I don't think so.
Okay.
That's okay. So
We've established our baselines there. All right. All right.
Good.
So this is a betting pool for
anyone who's listening.
Yeah. You remember what we all said, right?
You said all the way, and then these two said something I don't understand.
Good. That's the important part.
Oh, and you're trying to influence me.
Coerce. I think the word you're looking for is coerce.
We'll see. Anyway, I loved a lot of shit about this episode.
I like the acting all around.
The acting all around was great. The chick that he spends a year with so good.
Yes, she was. She really was.
She was so good.
I learned how to cohabitate with a person I hate. The way he said that was good.
Yeah. And like after the year it ends, he's like, well, she's like, don't. And it just walks away. And she was so good.
As we were watching that, I was like, do these people have jobs?
Yeah.
No.
They don't.
They don't.
They don't have jobs. Their jobs are fuck.
The concept of the world where you give yourself over to this system that, all right, you're in it and you have a house, you've got food, you have everything you need. You just need to live within the system for however long you're supposed to.
Yeah, so they mentioned the wall.
99.8% effective rate.
Yeah, so I thought the whole wall thing was like there was some catastrophic nonsense that had happened elsewhere in the world.
Right.
Yeah.
And this was a colony that was like repopulating. And for whatever reason, they needed a compatible match.
I went a different way. I thought that they were using the compatibility to mix the gene pool.
Hmm.
Because I didn't know where they were going to end up going with it. So
yeah, because they kept saying it, so it was going to come back up.
Yeah.
Everybody see the Harry Potter cameo? Lavender.
Was she the girl with the glasses who was like giggling about her, like at the party?
No, I'm pretty sure he's the second chick that he fucks. The third chick he fucks. He's talking about her, and then it pans back, and she's blowing him.
And then they're, like, talking about
her. Yeah, I was like, only if I can picture him.
All right.
A plus.
Yeah.
A plus.
Yeah, the repopulation thing kind of got some holes shot in it when she was matched up with another woman.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I mean, you could say that they're trying to construct stable nuclear units for rearing, like, raising children.
I've read in the Bible that they say gays can't raise kids because they eat babies. So
is that confirmed?
Yeah, it's definitely confirmed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, science is 100% behind that.
Interesting.
But not gay science. Gay science lies.
I really like the meta relationship commentary of, yeah, I think they're just wearing us out until we find someone where we're just like, they tell us we're a match. Fine. Yeah. We're a match.
Yeah, we're a match.
Yeah. The meta commentary of that people date until they hit a point where they're just done dating.
Yeah.
And then they find someone else who is also just done dating and stay with them. The commentary of that conversation was really good.
Commentary, a lot of the conversations were really good.
Yeah. Mm.
They even tell you exactly what the thing is in the middle of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
What if this is just an artificial construct? Well, there it is.
Yep.
Here we are.
You ever skip a stone more than four?
More or less than four? Like, you can tell he just doesn't give a shit about what you're saying either.
Well, by that point, he was guilt-ridden, right?
Yeah, was that when he had already looked at the...
Yeah.
Wow.
Is it recalibrating?
Yeah.
God, that was just painful.
That whole scene was rough to watch.
That was hard. That was really hard to watch.
I'd have looked way before then.
Yeah, I kind of had a problem with that because, like, the whole thought that he can't look by himself, because he's one half of the relationship and he has the right to also know this, like, regardless of if the other person doesn't want to know.
Until,
like, I don't know, like, I felt like...
Until that moment, I thought they both had to tap it at the same time for it to show it at all.
Yeah, but you can override it. And if you choose to override it,
then it recalibrates. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Because if you choose to override it without your partner, that's proving
that you're not a match.
Allegedly, it's proving like a lack of compatibility.
When in truth, what it's proving is that you're willing to buck the system.
Yeah.
It's proving the end game, that it's proving that you are willing to not play by the rules.
Is it? Because
yeah,
it's programmed in as a rule that you can override it.
You can override it, but there's a consequence.
I mean, the rule is that you're supposed to look at it, and they didn't look at it.
Yeah.
That was the rule that they broke originally.
Yeah.
Also, when they were doing that, I was like, are they just going to get locked out of their house one day? Like, not know what the fuck happened?
They send a car.
Like,
and it's not like they had any personal belongings.
Yeah,
that's true.
I mean, everyone pretty much just has the clothes on their back and their device. Coach.
You don't need anything. You don't need money. You don't need...
Yeah.
Oh, all right. One thing that really weirded me out was they didn't order at the restaurant. The food was chosen for them. I was like, no.
It's actually kind of a dream.
That's a fucking hard no. I get to pick what I'm eating.
No, I...
I think that they did pick what they're eating.
I'm okay with that.
It's programmed.
Yeah. Like, bring it to me.
That,
bring me exactly what I want. Read my fucking mind.
Yeah.
Don't make me decide.
Yeah, I don't think it was randomly selected what they had to eat. I think that's part of the system, is that it knows what they want.
Ugh.
I mean, more importantly, he walked in and ate.
Did you guys know
he walked in, sat down,
ate.
And they brought the food out. There was no awkward waiting. There was no me getting hungrier as time passes.
No munching on bread.
Yeah, so, endlessly.
No having to deal with a waiter.
I love bread.
I hate waiters.
It's bad to eat a shit ton of bread.
Carbs are the best.
Keto.
Keto. It's not keto friendly. We only have to say that one more time before Ben shows up in the chat.
She's going to materialize through the door behind me. Hey guys, vitamin C.
Got your vitamin C supplements.
Oh, I didn't give Tony the disclaimer.
What?
One of my coworkers went home with the stomach flu after I had.
Did I get a disclaimer?
I mean, I talked about it in the hangout.
I don't feel like it was a disclaimer as much as this happened. Do you think you're contaminated?
Well, here's what happened. I
still have about 48 hours left in the carrier window.
I said motorcycle, and then he said flu, and I was like, I'm not going to invite you to this motorcycle trip now.
Yeah, all my coworkers went over the stomach flu. Actually, after I'd spent
an hour. Is that confirmed stomach flu or?
Yeah.
Oh, my stomach hurts.
It's not not that flesh-eating virus, not in flu thing, is it?
Yeah, is he dead?
No.
Because this flu is killing people. Boss?
No.
Is it you?
No, it wasn't me.
Is it killing you? Are you dead? Am I dead?
No.
I hope not. Take my cat to the vet tomorrow. If I don't make it through the night.
Then I will be dead.
It's not Quentin, is it?
No.
Okay. Oh, thank God. Woo!
He's not a coworker.
You know what? I don't care. It's too close. It's too many degrees too close.
Yeah, too few degrees of separation.
Even though we still have not gone day drinking with Quentin.
Which is the worst.
Just, I didn't want.
They'll be at Mardi Gras?
Yes.
Yeah. Unless it's miserable.
I know they'll be at Mardi Gras.
They're going to be at Mardi Gras.
I kind of wish the DJ was hanging us up with Quentin. Like, we were being 99.8 matched. With Quentin.
I feel like we are. The simulations are running currently. Because it, you know, it might take a little while.
But are we the 0.2%?
Don't.
I think we are. This is a nightmare.
Well, now that we're talking about the simulations, let's talk about a problem that I find very fascinating.
Oh, so when you have a problem that's fascinating, we get to talk about it. Well, when I'm looking for one fucking line...
So when I say problem, I'm specifically talking about like a mathematical problem.
A 50-yard line.
All right.
So it ran 1,000 simulations for these two people to confirm that they were a match.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Mm-hmm.
How do you think it identified these two people as being potential matches?
By them being in the same vicinity.
So you think anytime two people are close to each other, it's going to run 1,000 simulations for each of them? No,
realistically. Or one of them showed an interest in the other
right.
through some Tinder-like app.
So there needs to be, yeah, that's...
Or they both just entered their information into a system. I mean...
Yeah, space OkCupid.
So this is actually something that I was thinking about. So, theoretically, like...
I don't know. You know what? I'm sticking by the vicinity thing.
Well, let's say you live in a major metropolitan area, not even a huge one. Let's say you live around St. Louis, about 3 million people.
Okay.
Let's say you match with one out of every 100 people.
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait. Just we have a lot more math to do here. Because let's say 3 million people, how many of those are in the dating pool?
So...
So you have to narrow it down to that before we start. Right.
So let's just say half, and then you
half.
I don't know.
Wow,
like half is in
with children world. And already married people and elderly. Half.
I don't know. All right, so let's say you match with only 20,000 people in the St. Louis area. Do you think that's reasonable?
How many people are using the app? Let's just say 5% of the people are using the app.
Oh my god,
under 3 million.
What is that? Whatever. Oh my god! Like you can pull these stats from already existing like dating apps.
All right, I guess what I got from this episode was like this was the dating app.
Why? Why would you? Why is there something that is it is the?
I mean, okay. So like even now, OkCupid has a match percentage.
Okay,
and the match percentage is a function of, they ask you
your dick size.
Yeah, that's the first question.
Mm-hmm. So
and you got to say big or huge.
The current match percentage is based on questionnaires.
Yes.
So it's super easy to do these joins
sure.
and match it out. We're talking about running potentially 1,000 simulations. Although realistically, I'll give you that if you run 3 and they all fail, you're not at 99.8 anymore. So you dump that.
Right? Out of 1,000?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can only fail 2 out of 1,000 to be 99.8%.
All right.
So if you run but
let's
three,
say let's say these simulations. What if these simulations all run simultaneously?
Oh, they have to.
Sure.
They don't have to.
Where are we going?
Yeah.
Hold on. You can fail 20.
What?
You can fail 20.
1,000?
Yeah.
99.8%.
998
have to be successful. All
right, never mind. Cancel. All right. Continue.
Okay.
Unless you're doing 10,000 simulations.
Yeah, let's get Holden down here.
Realistically,
some of this fucking algebra out of the way.
You wouldn't run all 1,000 simultaneously because that's a waste of processing power. You would probably run 3 simultaneously or maybe 50. I don't know. What I was trying to think about was just the amount of processing power needed to run this application in an area. Like, let's say each person in the simulated environment is one thread because the simulated environment that they're in isn't just those two. It's simulating a bunch of other people who aren't their target matches, but are obviously other people that they've put into the dating system at some point, and they're now using for other simulations to test compatibility.
Yeah, but
I mean, you could probably there's probably baselines of where you even bother to test.
Yeah, like under 60%, you don't even bother.
Yeah, no, you can obviously cut it down with some pre-questionnaire. Like if you have some hard like deal breaker things.
I don't like people who smoke.
Yeah,
boom, that
no kids.
That eliminates portions of the population.
No kids, but no pets.
Each simulation theoretically would need to run maybe 100 people minimum. So this is taking up... we are simulating 100 living beings at once through a simulation.
Yeah, but I don't think it's real time, man.
No, it's not. It has to be faster than real time.
No, I don't think they run it real time. Why would they run it real time? I don't think the vicinity thing... like, that's not the way dating apps work currently. Like... I mean, you don't know when the calculations work. You just, at some certain point during the day, you get a list of people you've matched with.
Yeah.
Right? So it can be running. You don't know when the other person started the app or when they added questions or whatever.
But they run it over a period of like 5 years in the simulated world, right?
I don't think it's five.
4 years, maybe? It was more than three because one of the relationships was no. So they each had a relationship for about a year, and then they were supposed to be together for several years.
But they broke it.
They broke it.
Let's say it's at least 2 years.
I don't think the timing on it matters, because their perception of the time doesn't mean that that's actually the processing time.
No, but...
there's precedence in the Black Mirror universe that they can make this happen instantly.
I know. This I'm not saying
it's... an episode that you haven't seen.
I'm not saying it's not possible. I'm saying I'm fascinated by the amount of power required. Like Christmas.
Yeah.
Like...
so my thought watching this episode. Is... That's where they're pulling this technology from.
I'm fascinated by this much raw processing power. Because you're not going to wait a year for your app, for your match. So they must be able to run these simulations faster than real time.
Let me take a step backwards into USS Callister.
Pile of poop.
All right, so USS Callister, you have a virtual world that's procedurally generated. Infinitely procedurally generated. Yes?
I mean, that's what they...
That's what they said.
And it was said by people who were engineers on the project, so I assume they were right.
Right.
Although they weren't right.
But this looked like a... probably medium-sized business, if that. I think it might even qualify as a small business based... looking at the firm size that we were looking at there.
This looked like fucking EVE Online, all right?
Yeah, the number of employees wasn't huge, but it seemed like they had a lot of money.
Seemed like
it, so it. I imagine this was like, you know, a Facebook or a Twitter or something like that, where like maybe they only had 100 or 200 employees, but they had billions of dollars in capital and revenue or something.
So you don't question the ability for them to procedurally generate that world.
So procedurally generating worlds requires a lot less computational power than simulating a person.
Does it?
Yeah.
Aren't you just simulating? I mean, they've skinnied down a lot of what a person is. The person has no job. The person doesn't. I mean, as soon as you sleep, you're cutting a third of the simulation right there.
I mean, they've got to load some dreams or something up.
Do they?
Do they?
Yeah.
They never talk about dreams.
They never. Yeah, they don't talk about it. Plus, what we see could literally be their entire existence. We see flashes of scenarios. We see the cutscenes of the story. We don't see them grinding the levels in a gaming.
We didn't see her grinding.
She was grinding.
That's true.
So fucking tired of grinding.
And also, like I
just from the going in a hole
from the USS Callister, they actually do simulate some people, and that was another thing that I was fascinated about because it looked like it was running from his desktop.
Yeah.
So like I like it's just fascinating for me to think about like having some crazy server because it's not going to be bigger than what we have now. Like we're just making it denser. Like some
or it will be bigger.
Probably not. Realistically, it'll just be some different architecture that's better at simulating
thoughts
and emotions and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Space Salesforce.
It's just interesting to me.
I mean, you sound like you're dubious of the math, though.
Oh, no. I'm just trying to work out what the fucking power would be required to actually do this. Like, to run one simulation in my head on current hardware would require
30 power.
In my head, it would require like
a conservative estimate, I think,
maybe 2%. A $200,000 or $300,000 computer that exists right now.
One simulation.
In real time?
No, I think just to be able to run. So right now, the highest end server processors are 32 core 64 thread.
That's a lot of Excel.
So you get two of those, maybe 4 terabytes of RAM, a bunch of NVMe SSDs for super fast swap storage. We could maybe run this simulation like in about real time, maybe a little less than real time.
Okay. So let me propose this. What were the costs and computational abilities of trying to emulate what's on this cell phone here 20 years ago? How much would it cost you?
It wouldn't have been possible.
For storage space? Yeah. For processing power? For real-time memory?
I see you telling Mast.
20 years.
It wouldn't have been possible 20 years ago. It wouldn't have been practical 20 years ago.
Right. Extrapolate this technology that's in my hands 20 years from now.
This is... Yes!
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're probably talking the $200 Chromebook that you're going to be able to buy at Best Buy.
Here's what you're running into, Alex. Everyone is so used to combating you that they're trying to fight you. We think we're supposed to. Yeah, we just supposed don't to understand fight you. How to interact with you.
No.
Fighting you.
Keep talking. This is the shit that makes me
this
excited.
This is the Star Wars thing all over the place.
Yeah, no, this is what I'm about. I want to know when I can get here.
20 years.
It's
2.
It's the future, right? But it isn't such a far off future.
We don't know how far off we are because in the real world, we only see
there are things
a
that,
bar.
There are things that no, I'm talking about Black Mirror. Black Mirror is the universe.
Yeah, it's all singular. It's one place.
Yeah.
I think in Black Museum, they said it's like 2050.
Did they give a year? I'm gonna watch it again before.
Well, they mention years.
Okay. They mention years.
They mention years in some of the crimes.
I know that they're still talking about Twitter in a lot of the episodes. I know that they mentioned Netflix, but
go figure.
Yeah, it's
so but only in seasons 3 and 4.
So it's interesting that it said 2050 because some of the what are regarded as the best estimates for when we will reach the singularity if we don't kill each other is in the next 20 to 40 years.
I just pulled that number out of my dick.
It's not 2050. I'm going to be 61 years old.
If we reach the singularity, you can be whatever you want.
Neat.
You can literally create your
I'm
going to
be
reality.
An alligator, so fuck everybody.
Walking around. This is alligator.
I'm going to be fucking Pac-Man from Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
I want to be the only blacksmith in the world. There can be no others.
Okay.
The Highlandering of blacksmithy. Yeah.
Jesus. Just wander the land with your hammer, taking off people's heads, dragging an anvil
hey,
behind
you.
Hey,
can you come here a second? Listen to this anvil. Put your ear to it's amazing.
Yeah, you gotta hear this.
Wham!
You can hear the ocean in this anvil.
I'm gonna teach you how to swim.
I already know how to swim.
No, in the anvil's ocean.
I don't want to swim in an ocean of anvils. That's not where this alligator's gonna be.
It's real easy. The anvils are super dense. You float pretty easily.
You just walk across it. If you're feeling really surly, you can lay down. But don't put your feet between them because they could shift and you could lose a foot.
Yeah, the waves are dangerous.
It's actually super dangerous to go swimming in the anvils. Actually, you know what? Terrifying. Don't go do that. Don't go do that. A lot of people died.
Okay. Now that everybody's done trying to fight me over something that I'm not
no
arguing
one was fighting
about.
You.
It felt like you guys were saying, like, oh, he doesn't believe what like this
okay,
can be done. But like,
that's
because
what you do.
Normally,
oh,
that's
you're,
you, Alex.
You're usually nitpicking it. You're like,
oh, no.
Oh, it would take this much processor, blah, blah, blah. That's just ridiculous. And my immersion is broken and blah, blah, blah.
No,
that was a, like, completely valid
Alex just wants Alex wants his entire life simulated from now on. Yeah. He's just waiting for the day.
It might be.
You are.
What did I do before I got here? I don't remember.
I do. You drove us here.
Yeah, we got Qdoba.
No, I meant before I got into this life.
Oh. Well, nothing.
It was literally nothing.
Don't worry.
Star stuff.
You're going to go back to that soon enough.
Oh, fuck. It is a simulation. I don't have to do another 999 times, do I?
Can I open
that? You're doing them all right now.
I feel like this is all happening. I feel like this is the first time, and it's just exhausting. I don't want to do it again.
Yeah, this is a failed one, so they don't need to continue.
Can you imagine a world just where we didn't go to Juju? No, that's we awful. Can't imagine that, so let's just stop right there.
I never really started.
Shush.
He started and then immediately demanded you to stop.
Yeah. Let's just cut this abortion off right here.
We're going to Juju now? Is that what's happening?
Right now?
We could probably get there in time to sing for half an hour.
I mean, every time we show up, they're closing immediately.
But they
that
still
is
let us.
Design.
But they yeah. still let us stay there for however long we end up staying
it's like
there.
This,
I mean, there's two of them. We're paying them like $70 an hour for the room.
Yeah. So like they've got this like horrible decision. It's like, are we gonna take these assholes' money? But we really don't want them here.
Yeah. But they do pay.
But they do pay. Yeah. And those ribs are good. And fucking Anna drank that ginger water.
Oh yeah, she took that shot.
Ugh.
Oh
yeah,
I forgot about that. I put that out of my mind.
They sell soju.
They do.
It wasn't just ginger water; it was like pickled ginger water or something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was something. It was a jar that had roots
it wasn't
in it.
Water.
It was something.
Alcohol.
Yeah, it was a booze.
Were they
of some kind.
Soju?
No,
there were roots. It had roots. It
was I know
ginger.
That.
That was yeah. That was.
It was like
that was
ginger infused soju
like
or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'll have to ask her. I could have sworn it was alcoholic.
She probably doesn't remember because like she drank that and like the like 2 months just disappeared.
Yeah, like from Mardi Gras all the way to Good Friday, just gone.
I missed Lent.
I didn't. Wait a minute. I gave up consciousness for Lent.
I gave up Lent.
I gave up memory for Lent.
She goes back to her job. There's an award on her desk. Oh, shit. Does anybody else have any?
But doesn't that kind of like, so you're using this application, right? And you show like, it's like, this is your 99.8% match.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's like, there's a lot of pressure.
That's why Sarah and I are 96% match. Anne and I dropped to a 92%.
Dropped?
Did you guys have a conversation about that?
No. You just answer more questions. And it, like, the more questions you answer, the more overlapping questions you have. So your percentages change. What?
Nothing. 96 isn't as high as 99.8.
96 and 99.
But also, this is, I'm assuming that this is like a program that it's, I mean, it's much more sophisticated than OKCupid's. So like you can trust it far better. Or I would assume the precedence in the universe is that you can trust it far better.
I mean, to the end users, it's just as black boxed as OKCupid is.
Something like OKCupid sounds like it's got about the same, what's the word I'm looking for?
Degree of accuracy.
That's a good word. It's not quite right. You ever play Trivia Crack?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was an abomination.
Yes.
Because anybody could ask questions.
It was an affront unto the Lord.
Something called OKCupid seems like those questions are just shit anybody could pose.
So.
Just because I'm basing this strictly on the name OKCupid.
I feel like.
Okay.
I have absolutely no experience with this.
It's like, it's Settle Cupid. Nah, okay.
I've seen Adam answer questions on OKCupid. And by
like a good Cupid.
It's like, it's an okay
Cupid.
When I say I've seen Adam answer questions about it, really, he's said questions aloud and then answered them.
He's read us questions.
Here's an example of one. Would you break up with someone if you found out they were micro-cheating? small acts like secretly texting an ex that imply they're emotionally or physically interested in someone else?
So
the answers are yes, no, it depends on the circumstances.
I feel like these questions that he's answering makes OkCupid more transparent than this system in Hang the DJ.
Why?
Because we don't see them answer any questions in Hang the DJ.
We don't see it.
We just see their simulated
beings. As far as we know, as far as we know, they're using OkCupid.
Yeah.
As
my understanding of it, and this is based solely on what I've seen from the rest of Black Mirror, like I said, I'm assuming that they're using, or it's technology based on technology we've seen in previous episodes, where they copy the full consciousness of another human being.
I'm assuming this is the same.
You don't need to ask them questions. They just are that person.
This could be this similar technology to what they use in San Junipero or in
White Christmas.
USS Callister.
USS Callister, White Christmas.
So I when
specifically I was thinking White Christmas.
I need to go back and watch that one again. I haven't seen it in a while.
When I saw this, I assumed
yeah, it was good. Yeah.
That they were basically taking a snip of their hair and mailing it into some facility for them to create a replicant of them.
Jesus. That's a
bitch. Like, I'm assuming they were getting a DNA sample.
You can't pull all this information. Well,
you
they
could,
do.
You
the
could
USS
USS Callister, Callister, so.
But they have better ways of doing it in the Black Mirror universe.
So in
they can pull the entire, like, consciousness of a person.
They're pulling the consciousness, and then they're snipping out
from
some
hair,
stuff.
Like, right. From their brain.
Yeah. Well, anybody, what's the name of the technology they use in USS Callister? There was a name for the software. I don't remember it. So what if anyone who uses that technology to interact with whatever virtual worlds they are?
Oh, you mean the thing?
Whatever that temple doohickey is. It looks like an earbud, like the temple earbud thing. If you use that, it starts collecting information about you.
Yeah.
Like, okay, Cupid's asking you questions.
Yeah.
And so it's finding matches for you. I mean, another thing we didn't really get a sense of is, were these two people drawn together because they were a match? Or did they happen to both be looking at their apps at the same time and said, oh, there's a 99.8 match here and it's that person over there?
It's not really specified in the
episode. It's not.
I don't think it matters.
I don't think it matters either.
I think if it was something like you said, where they're wearing that thing maybe for a designated amount of time, because it would be easy. You know, those things are pretty.
Sleep
like,
with it.
Whoop. No, go to bed. I wouldn't say. Well, I guess you would. You could also.
I mean, depending on how long you're logged into the world.
You have to use it for a month or a year, and it's collecting information about your interactions, your thought processes, to get a better feel of who you are. But I still feel like they just copy the entire. They just download you.
They have to be.
Would you download a person?
Ooh, do we want to talk about the Kidnapster episode of Futurama?
No,
because that ties in with this really well.
Nope.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know either. So. We're gonna 86 that.
No, I'm gonna
it's
give you
86, Alex.
In episode 86 of Futurama. No, no. It's not that episode. Anyway, do we want to talk about?
Do we want to?
Do we think that these simulated people are sentient?
No,
they
no.
show signs of sentience. They show
do they?
Signs of realizing that they're in a simulation.
I wasn't here for Callister. I don't think. Where did you guys land on the sentient people in Callister? Was
you
I here
for Callister?
I think I skipped it.
Yeah, I don't think you were here for that one.
Yeah, because fuck you guys. Where did you guys land on the sentience in Callister?
They were sentient.
Okay. And you guys didn't talk about how great the catharsis was in Nosedive?
Why don't you listen to these episodes?
I did listen to the Nosedive episode. I was communicating with you on the stream.
What do you mean, what catharsis?
Yeah. Maybe I should have been here.
I mean, at the very end?
Yeah.
Yeah. We talked about that.
Did you use the word catharsis?
No, we didn't.
Oh, fuck! I gotta go, guys!
That was a good word. What were you asking about the sentience?
Do you think the simulated people were sentient?
No.
No.
Why not?
Because they don't have a recollection of what was happening before the simulation.
Memory is not a qualifier.
Which
for sentience.
People? All of them or just some of them?
So if I could wipe your memory right now, does that make you not sentient, that you don't remember what happened before you got here?
Yeah.
That's not how that works.
Which people? Which people are you referring to, Alex?
The couple. The match.
Just the couple.
I mean, realistically, everybody, because you have...
No, everybody else was I think a the part only of ones... their simulation. Like,
yeah, I don't think there was anybody
else. The rest of them were NPCs.
Ooh. Ooh. The rest of them were... Yeah, there were townies in The Sims.
I don't think the rest of them are actually NPCs. In the world that I had in my head, the rest of them were other people who signed up for this service, and they're just their profiles are just being recycled for the simulation as a test.
I mean, they could also just be doing the matches.
Sure.
I mean, like,
but I mean, you're trying to match these two people specifically, which is why they're together on the first date.
This is why I don't think that you're trying to match these two people specifically. That's Tony's deal with the proximity. I don't think that's how that works.
No. I'm saying you're matching.
I don't think the proximity is necessarily. I think the proximity just showed them the results.
I think everybody that goes on dates is users.
Yeah.
And then when those dates produce matches of people,
no, I disagree strongly
with with what
you're doing a 1-to-1 comparison to get your match up front. Because, yeah, you have to. Because the way the whole algorithm appears to be set up is they meet first, and then they split up, and then they come back to see if it's compatible.
Sure.
So if your match is the second date, that throws off the whole algorithm. So if, now let's say on the second date it seems to be good compatibility, you would at that point, I think, spin another simulation showing those two people meeting on the first date and then splitting up. And coming back together to see if they stick together.
But we're not seeing the first simulation.
What?
This is the last simulation?
Yeah.
No.
Or it's the second to last. Well, actually, it's one of the last ones.
I don't think we actually know.
It says 998.
Yeah, but the way it's cut together and skips around a lot, you could be seeing scenes from different simulations.
It's the 998th successful one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. It's the end of the simulation. Yeah.
It's the last one.
So you don't see the first one.
You don't know that.
What?
What? Yeah, we do.
Yeah,
no,
we
No, the at the end of the episode, you see the ending of 998.
No, they all have numbers over them.
Yep. At the very end of the episode, right?
Don't they look different?
Yeah.
Yeah, all the other simulations are all wearing different clothes.
Yeah.
But okay.
Our people are not.
Do they wear the same clothes the whole time?
No, they're changing clothes. So,
okay.
So what I'm saying is all the other simulations end, like, and they're all, like, different people. They did that so that you can differentiate between all the simulations, showing, like, that these were all, like, it's the same simulation but with slightly different outcomes, like
the same outcome, well, but they didn't get there the same way.
Yeah,
okay,
the different story every time with the same conclusion.
Yes.
But and what I was saying is, as we were watching this episode, with the way it's cutting back and forth,
that it could be any number of those simulations.
Yeah, we could have seen 10 different simulations over the course of the episode.
No,
I think we stuck with the same simulation.
Yeah, it's the same simulation.
All right,
I throw out this.
But anyway,
sentience.
I think they're sentient. I think
I do not.
What?
What? No. What are your benchmarks for sentience?
I mean, they pass all the usual tests. Their self-realization, self-awareness, checking out their environment, realizing that the stones only skip four times, realizing that they don't know where they were before this. Like, it's all very. It seems to indicate self-awareness. It passes all the artificial intelligence tests that I remember talking about in college. So as far as I can tell, they're sentient.
I think the only argument you could make toward that would be the two people
I mean,
who are being matched, who are being attempted to be matched, because it appears to be that everyone else is some sort of NPC, some sort of designed construct to put them through the rigors of their scenario.
The only...
Because they were archetypes.
The counter argument I have for that is, if we agree that the two people in the match are sentient, and they go on dates with a bunch of other people, and those other people aren't sentient, don't you think they would have noticed? Don't you think they would have questioned these other people that they're with? Like, this doesn't seem like a person to me?
Not depending on how well the person's programmed. I mean, clearly the guards weren't people.
No, the guards are probably the only ones that I could say for sure do not appear to have sentience. But when he was with that woman for a year and she was with that guy for 9 months, like,
assuming that it's that the simulation runs through every moment of that year, every moment of that 9 months.
I mean, it would have to. I mean, if it's skipping time, it's not really simulation,
but it is, because it's giving them the sense. If they're not if they're not sentient, then it doesn't matter, because they could have the passage of time imposed upon them. and the memory of the situations that are
even
that
if they because, are sentient, that could be imposed upon them.
Because the only thing that matters in their scenario and was the moments that they were together.
Even if they are sentient, we're accepting in this reality that memories can be altered because they come in not knowing how they got there or where they were before.
The entire history of you.
Because they're not real.
So, again, not having a memory doesn't mean they're not real. That can be taken away from
you. Sentience is the capacity to feel, perceive, or experience subjectivity. 18th century philosophers used the concept to distinguish the ability to think, reason, from the ability to feel, sentience. In modern Western philosophy, sentience is the ability to experience sensations. In Eastern philosophy, sentience is a metaphysical quality of all things that require respect and care. The concept is central to the philosophy of animal rights because sentience is necessary for the ability to suffer and thus is held to confer certain rights.
They definitely appear to be able to suffer.
When do you really see them suffer?
You see her suffer when she's being bounced from man to man with, what was it, like a 36
She didn't look like she was suffering to me.
No, she really looked like suffering.
She seemed really depressed about it.
I didn't feel like she was really depressed about it.
Yeah. I felt like she had been dating for a while and was tired of dating people.
Is that not just suffering?
A dick going into a hole. That,
I mean, being tired of something and being dissatisfied is not necessarily suffering.
How about when he tells her he looked? Did she suffer? Did she feel bad?
She's mad.
Yeah, suffering is a weird...
Yeah, that's...
All right, I feel like I saw suffering.
It's not like...
I feel like I saw self-awareness and sentience. I think, not feel. That's not a feeling.
But you think everything is sentient. Like,
here's the thing. Don't these constructs have to have an imposed will to go through the scenario, to step through the scenario?
Yes.
Yeah, that's interesting, because a certain amount of the code of these people has to be redesigned, or else they would get in there and they'd be like,
no. Why am I fucking doing this?
Why am I not, like...
Why don't I have a job?
Yeah, why don't I have a hobby? Like, what? I want to, like,
How come all of us are going through this situation where we're trying to get matched with people and we'll go off to heaven or wherever they're going off to, but we have service workers here taking care of things.
Have you guys never had dreams where you just go along with whatever's going on in the dream because that's what's happening?
No. Usually, I usually turn the dream into a fuck fest.
Usually.
That's not a surprise out of you.
It's not.
Hey, what? What is this?
I feel like I catch maybe 50% of that. I feel like the other 50% of the time, I'm just going along with, all right, yeah, I'm being hunted by
But what, are, these what do dreams have to do with, like, your...
It's an alteration of my own state. If a dream can make me do that, am I no longer... Am I not sentient?
Is sentient?
Am I not... Is that... Do you say sentience is gone once something is dreaming? Or incapable of, like...
I don't think that... Well, like, this is really muddy water we're wading into, like...
I'm just trying to talk about it. I think that altering the memories and making them think they decided to do this...
I don't think it's altering memories. I think it's altering code.
I think it's creating memory. It's not altering it.
Well, yeah. I'm saying it's altering it as in it's deleting a bunch of past memories and inserting one.
Or inserting a personality into code.
I feel like it's just a construct that is a large series of responses to various inputs.
In my mind, there is almost zero difference between code and what's happening in our brain.
So are the Sims in my Sim game, are they sentient?
They don't experience self-awareness and acting on their own accord and, like, realizing they're in a simulation and talking to you.
They do act on their own accord.
No, they act based on a script.
Have I told you my theory about random?
Yeah.
How I don't believe random exists.
Yeah, and I've talked to you about quantum mechanics and how random definitely exists.
This deserves this.
Okay. Random doesn't exist. It doesn't exist because you can predict everything assuming you know all the variables.
No.
And I know that you're going to say no, but the scope of what you know all the variables are is limited. There are variables we do not know exist yet. Unless you think that we are at the pinnacle of physics knowledge in the world.
Nope.
So then you admit that there are probably other factors at play that we just don't know about yet.
I believe that subatomic particles pop in and out of existence at random. You don't think it's random?
I don't think it's random. I think it's predictable.
The difference is nobody's been able to prove that you're right.
I agree.
So you have yet to prove you're positive.
I agree.
Okay.
I 100% agree. But the entirety of my argument is based on the fact that we don't know everything. That's my argument.
So basically you have faith that you're correct despite evidence.
Actually, I believe my evidence is that we don't know everything. And if you're going to tell me we do know everything,
no, we don't.
I need a citation on that. Because then science is finished and we just don't need to do it anymore.
Once you've solved randomness, let me know.
This is why I don't think they're sentient. You can predict all the factors that go into the decision for their response.
Then why run a simulation in the first place?
That's you predicting all the factors to get the responses. That's you doing it.
I think when you run a simulation, that's not a prediction. I think that's you...
How, like, is that not a prediction?
Like, I feel like when you run the simulation, that's you trying to take all of your knowns and then seeing what happens. That's not you making a prediction. That's you plugging in data and trying to see if you're correct.
Yeah, getting the results.
Yeah, but that's not a prediction, then. That's the opposite of a prediction. You're literally seeing what happens.
But the result is the prediction.
Are you saying the 99.8% is the prediction? Prediction? That's not what I'm talking about at all.
But the people inside the simulation produce that result.
Okay.
I don't think they're sentient. It's a computer program. As complicated as you want to make it, the human brain's always going to be weirder.
So you're saying because it's a computer program, it can't be sentient? That's what I just heard.
I'm trying to decide whether or not I want to get myself locked into this argument.
Did you believe they were sentient in USS Callister?
No.
Why not? What made you...
There isn't sufficient evidence in USS Callister to indicate that they are sentient.
You didn't see them.
Didn't see them what?
You didn't... All of the definitions of sentience and self-awareness, you didn't see that in USS Callister.
That I saw them feel?
Yeah. You feel, react, understand their own position.
I didn't see them feel. I saw the simulation of people feeling.
Oof.
But I don't think a movie is sentient.
All right. If this is your definition...
I don't think a movie is sentient.
Am I sentient?
I don't know. Are you?
How would you know?
I got a pretty good gauge. Know?
Because you... Maybe you're just watching me seem sentient. A simulation of a person or a movie.
Yeah, you're just a shadow on a cave wall.
Your definition is too narrow.
Is it?
Yeah.
My definition that includes not this theoretical thing that doesn't exist in this TV show.
All right. Sorry.
I'm not.
Something for me to talk about.
No.
For everyone playing along at the home, Kayla and I have now started to drink.
Where's the line of sentience?
Don't stop now. We just...
I mean...
We just
poured. We're good.
Yeah, we're good.
You guys continue. We're fine.
I think that based on all the definitions in the tests, I can say that you're sentient. I think that based on your definition, there isn't a way to say that anything is sentient because it's based entirely off of what you perceive.
I don't think anything that's not alive is sentient. Yeah, I agree with that.
Now you have to define life.
What?
Can artificial intelligence ever be alive?
At our current level or the level showed in this episode? No, alive.
I said ever.
Okay, so let me get this straight. You're going to beat my ass up on whether or not fucking particles popping into and out of existence, like knowing that is the... Like, we will never know more about the particles than that, but you're expecting me to agree to, will ever this thing happen?
Well... By the current definition of life, artificial intelligence can't possibly be alive.
Agreed. Which is why I also added, and the level of technology shown in this episode. I will concede both of those things and say no.
I think they're absolutely sentient. And then they all get killed at the end. Which is which is what I wanted to get to.
The genocide?
It runs 1,000 simulations. You see the 998 successful ones, but putting that in quote marks because it met their whatever the criteria was. And then they all blinked away, never to be seen or heard from again.
Here's the real question.
I disagree with you entirely.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
I don't think. I disagree that those in USS Callister, I do believe that they were sentient. I don't think that these ones were sentient.
Okay. What's your difference?
I think that they're questioning, like, they have to have the ability to question it as part of the simulation, or else they would literally continue going along. But they don't, like, she's kind of questioning the skipping thing, but at the end, they don't know it's a simulation, they're just running for their whatevers. They just know that suddenly this dude that we thought was gonna zap us can't zap us, like, and then they're running. Like, everything in the world freezes.
They're Logan Paul.
Everything in the everybody in the that world freezes mm-hmm. except for them.
Yeah.
So even if you want to say that they're sentient, I don't believe that every single person in there is sentient because the simulation stops.
So I can explain that.
Can you?
Yeah, with sentience. If each of them is their own processing thread and you're only testing it for the simulation for two people, mm-hmm. like once they meet the success criteria, which is them realizing it's a simulation and touching the taser, you can just pause all the others.
Now threads feel?
You can't continue the other simulations, though.
No, I'm just saying you're pausing those other threads because you don't care. Like, why waste the processing power? Just freeze them in place and let them climb a wall.
What about the ducks?
I don't remember the ducks.
There were ducks in the pond. What about the ducks?
I mean, those probably are...
sentient?
I mean, ducks today are not sentient. So if we made virtual reality ducks what? That are sentient...
ducks are sentient?
You don't think ducks can suffer?
No, I guess I'm using a broader term. I don't think they're self-aware.
Did we not agree on what sentient
are? I don't think they're sentient.
That's all
and
I've
self-aware.
Learned from this episode.
I would say that...
You don't think animals are self-aware?
No.
They have different personalities.
There are...
What about dolphins?
I would say that dolphins are self-aware.
Speaking of animals...
No, I brought him in.
Is he in? Okay.
I would say that dolphins are self-aware.
I was pretty sure.
Definitely whales.
Oh, yeah. Whales as fuck.
Probably some...
fucking love whales.
Probably some...
yeah.
Monkeys and orangutans and stuff.
But not ducks?
Fuck ducks.
What's the line?
I don't know. Can you put all of the animals on a line and I will... on
No, here's the thing. We don't need
elephants
to.
Elephants are self-aware.
We don't need to find the line. We just like... you just take all the animals and you put them on the left or the right.
Okay.
Sentient or not.
I can do that.
Can we define a line first, though?
Yeah, the line is sentience.
The line is...
but what is a line?
Just dick.
Get the fuck out of here. I will define a chain and you will not even know what to do with it. It's the chain I'm going to beat you with.
I was waiting for that to come. Yeah, no, elephants are definitely self-aware.
But not ducks.
I don't think so.
Dogs are self-aware.
Why do you hate ducks?
Dogs are hard to define.
About geese?
No, geese are just fucking assholes. Geese are just giant winged
assholes.
Your
definition of sentience is animals that you like?
No.
This is why it's important to find
animals you're not willing to eat. Is that...
it's...
do you think peach is sentient?
Yes.
Dogs are like on the line. I also think that cats
are
like on the line.
Wouldn't you think it's more of a spectrum?
Dogs
like,
are on the line.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's like a prism.
Dave is talking about a line dividing them, but
they
I'm talking about
line.
Well,
like,
I mean,
the line that we're putting
here,
them on.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. The line is sentient and not sentient. It's a binary thing. The line doesn't mean anything. They're either sentient or not sentient.
I'm qualifying
it
more.
There's no middle ground.
I'm qualifying it more with also self-aware.
Different.
Well,
but are you qualified to qualify it?
I think that dogs and cats meet a lot of the criteria for both, if not all. But it's very close. Because, like, dogs and cats, we have seen them understand death and
so do
their
monkeys.
Own mortality. Yeah, I said monkeys.
Yeah. I mean, just, like, a lot of animals do that.
So, monkeys are easier because monkeys, like, plan. Monkeys will plan for what they're going to do the next day.
So does my task scheduler.
You programmed it to do that.
So do SQL queries.
Not on their own.
So I have a question. Do you feel like what they were doing in White Christmas, do you feel like those were sentient?
No.
Why not?
What's missing for you?
Oh, you don't, missing? You've never even seen this episode.
You haven't even seen the episode.
It's a good episode.
I haven't seen the episode in a while.
Okay.
So, I can't even speak to it.
Yeah, I can't remember what was different from the way, because the way you're asking this is implying that there's something different than the way that these newer episodes have it. Was there something significantly different in the way that the technology worked? Like, was the person still there?
Well, the person still existed. It was like a copy of their consciousness that they pulled directly out of their head.
Okay.
And, but like, then he has to like wrangle them into submission. They don't they don't program them.
Yeah. Kind of like the upcoming shtick. Yeah. No. Okay. I don't think that the copy of a person is a sentient construct. At least not with the technology that they show in here. Like, we don't see a ton of, like, I think you're making a lot of assumptions based on things we don't see. I think you're making a lot of assumptions based on a conclusion you want to be true. But there isn't enough evidence with what's actually in the episodes to support that.
Okay. I'm willing to talk about that, yeah.
I don't know how to say it.
How do they feel?
You know what? This is why I like short stories, because Black Mirror is a collection of short stories. Yep. And what's beautiful about them is they give you just enough to tell a story, but not enough to allow you to question the world and to question what you saw and the implications of it. They don't spoon feed you the implications. They let you question the implications and let you derive your own thoughts about what it all means.
So that I'm kind of amped up for this discussion that we're having right now, and I'm trying to be civil. I think I'm being civil.
Civil?
What? Yeah.
What is there to not be civil about? So, it's not like we're talking about forcibly vaccinating children. Yeah.
You haven't beat anyone with a microphone, so you're all right, Alex.
We're just talking about our definition.
Just because Kayla and I have chosen to drink.
That's on you guys.
This is a debate that we're going to have to deal with. And I think that people are going to try to, like, we're going to have artificial intelligence within our lifetimes that is self-aware and probably used as slaves. And they're going to be people who are going to say, well, it's not a human or it's a machine. And they're going to justify the treatment of it. And then there are going to be other people who say, no, it's a thinking, living thing. Just because it's not organic life doesn't mean it's not, you know, it's not a person. So you said, how do they feel?
Yeah, specifically, what is the mechanism that they feel through?
What is the mechanism that I feel through?
I mean, electrical impulses to your brain that are spurned by chemicals.
Okay, so they feel through,
but they don't
a simulated version of that.
Do they?
I'm basing it off of what I see. I don't have to. Here's the thing about
you're making the claim that happens, though.
Let's say I produce an AI, and I ask you to tell me if it's sentient.
Okay.
I'm not giving you access to the back end and the code. You're only just able to communicate with it.
Sure.
And experience it and interact with it.
Agreed.
You don't get to know how the inner workings work. You have to tell me if it's sentient or not. And if it's self-aware.
Yeah, I can't do that.
I disagree.
I mean, is Siri sentient?
Let's say an alien comes down and starts talking with us. How do we know if it's sentient and self-aware without dissecting it? Like, your definition is too narrow. I think sentience and self-awareness is nothing more than perceived sentience and self-awareness.
They are not the same thing.
Why not?
What do you mean, why not?
If I perceive something to be sentient and self-aware, it appears to react to everything I do as if a human would.
Sure.
Or another being that I would say is sentient and self-aware, why would I ever say that it's not?
Why would you ever say it's not what?
Not sentient and self-aware.
Because it appears sentient and self-aware?
Yeah.
Okay, have you ever watched a movie?
Yeah.
Was the movie self-aware?
No, but I could
define
it.
Was the movie sentient?
No, because I would interact with it and it wouldn't interact back.
But you see them feeling things on the movie.
Are you talking about the actors, the characters in the movie?
Yeah. I mean, but that's just a copy of those people, right? And you're watching that scenario unfold?
No, it's not interacting with me.
So it has to interact with you for you to determine its sentience.
Yeah, that's how sentience and self-awareness works.
Okay, so then nothing in this show interacted with you, so it was not sentient.
What? No, it interacted with other things that you could witness. I'm so confused about what you're trying to say right now.
I'm saying that you don't have enough evidence to support that. I say you see them do things, but you don't have a good sense on whether or not they're actually reacting to things or just following a script.
I mean, I could say the exact same thing about literally everything in this world that's not me.
I agree.
That is a...
Then what?
Philosophy 101, yeah.
Then how could you... What would it take for something for you to define it as sentient?
Well, first you have to kill them all.
Step one.
Just unplug it. Plug it back in. Sentient. Restart it.
Yeah, absolutely.
What makes your cat sentient and these people not?
Well, one, I have a larger breadth of knowledge about my cats, evidenced over years of interacting with them. I've watched them subtly change. Sometimes I catch them looking at themselves in the mirror.
So you're saying that just because you haven't interacted with these virtual simulated people in this movie or in this show.
You asked me specifically about my cats.
Yeah, but you're telling me that you believe your cats are sentient because of the time you've spent with them, not the attributes and traits that your cats have.
The attributes and traits that my cats have produce a pattern from which I draw conclusions.
What specific attributes and traits do your cats have that you did not see demonstrated in USS Callister or Hang the DJ?
Sometimes I see my cats just doing things for no reason. There's no purpose. They have no purpose in doing the thing they're doing. They just do it.
Yeah?
I don't know why they're doing it. There's no reason for them to be doing it.
I mean, I could say the same thing about bugs and computer programs.
I don't think you can. I mean, the bug was programmed that way. You know why it's doing it. Or you can fix, work the problem and find out why it's doing that.
I mean,
it's a rote system. It's
predictable.
Doing, yeah, X is producing Y. You may not know, you may not understand why it's doing that at the beginning, but you can figure it out.
Okay.
I don't think the human brain is as easily figure outable like that.
I see the human brain as nothing more than DNA and a decision tree based on past experiences.
I think that's a gross oversimplification.
I would agree.
Because people make bad decisions.
Yeah.
They make irrational decisions.
And also the decision tree will change based on things that have nothing to do with past experience and has to do with the system itself.
There was
chemical changes, chemical imbalances.
Oh, you don't have to explain this to the guy on the telepram.
I know. I'm just poking holes in your simplification. That's all.
You say the cats are doing things for no reason, but couldn't that reason be entertainment?
Isn't that a mark of sentience?
Yeah, they're entertaining themselves. They're ending the suffering of their boredom.
So we watched the characters in USS Callister drink on their own when the, I'm going to say, antagonist wasn't there. We saw people in Hang the DJ reading books, having sex.
Tried in Callister. They tried grinding on each other.
Yeah, but in Hang the DJ, they were created for those specific purposes. They were not.
They were created specifically to have sex in a simulation?
Yeah.
They absolutely were. They did it on the first date.
They chose not to.
They chose not to.
Why didn't they choose to? They asked, should we? I think when they asked if we should or we had to, that was a personality input from the app. That one dude who's like, I'm just going to take a shower and get ready to fuck. That also just seems like a personality questionnaire answer from that guy.
It's a two-player cooperative game.
Are your characters in Fallout sentient?
The ones that I play or the NPCs?
Let's talk about Valentine.
Oh, okay. So we're talking about whether or not Nick Valentine is sentient in the Fallout universe. Yes.
I want to use Valentine because he's hilarious, but I don't want to use Valentine because he's not human in the game, and I don't want that to muddy the water even further. Because right now we're in some pretty crystal clear territory.
So
let's use Piper.
So are we talking about...
Because I lesed out with Piper all over.
Are we talking about how they're programmed, or are we talking about in this fantasy? I just
asked if they were sentient. You interact with them.
On the actual game, no, they're not sentient.
They appear to feel, and you interact with them.
But they're all pre-programmed responses.
So it's all scripted.
Yeah, and it's obviously scripted.
But if it was less obvious,
Yeah, the difference is when you can't tell anymore. That's literally the Turing test. Is when you can't tell if it's a human or a machine.
God, I wish there was a movie that was made about this exact thing. God, I wish there was a movie that really explored this over 3 hours. God damn, that movie would be great.
I can't tell.
Okay, so I just thought about something about the White Christmas episode. I can't tell which of the movies he was talking about. Like,
it's Blade Runner.
Blade Runner, yeah.
Not the new one. The original.
If that consciousness wasn't sentient and they were purely programming, couldn't they just program out the part that would make her not cooperate? Couldn't you just program...
White Christmas or White Bear?
White Christmas. Remember, they pull out the woman's consciousness and she's in the cookie. And she's freaking out. Like,
I do not... I don't remember this episode. It's with John Hamm, right?
Yeah.
I thought this was one of my cabin.
He's explaining what he does.
I need to rewatch it. I'll be honest.
That's fair.
Yeah.
There's a lot that happens in that
episode.
Are you
talking about a physical chocolate cookie?
No.
Okay.
Why did you put chocolate in there, first of all?
It's just like...
Why wouldn't you?
I like snickerdoodles.
Yeah, that's correct.
There's a lot of things that happen. Like, the episode is a bunch of different stories put together, so I don't...
Yeah. So, while I like those stories, and I don't want to... I'm just going to restrict my comments to White Christmas. I don't understand... I never once got the sense that the whole punishing the copy of the person was ever about the person. Like, the punishment to that person for the things they did, I really don't feel like actually accomplished anything other than make the victims feel better.
The punishment is whatever. I'm talking about specifically the scene that you don't seem to remember, which was when he's explaining what he did for a job, and he's basically setting up this home system for this woman, but what he's really doing is, like, breaking this, I don't know what you want to call it, they call it the cookie, but it's a consciousness to obey, because she's like, I don't want to do this, I'm in this white room with nothing,
you can't
make me do this. So he's like, okay, well then, why don't you sit in here for 6 months?
Yeah.
And then he pulls up and she's like, please don't do that to me, because I can't even sleep. And what I was saying is, like, if she's just purely a program, she's not sentient at all, couldn't they just delete that part, you know? Couldn't they just program that out so she's just obedient?
Yeah, I don't understand why they do this at all anyway.
Yeah.
Like, that was, like, why are we bothering with this?
Bothering to... put in the system so you can have perfectly toasted toast.
Yeah. Why are we doing this?
That's what I said the second time I watched it too. I was like, why?
Yeah, like that.
It's really just a setup for the...
Yeah, it's just a backdrop for
the
moral and ethical gray area. But I can't get past that part of it, which is why the sentience discussion for me is real easy.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's not. Like, I don't... What is the end goal here? Like, we're making this program feel bad? Like, who gives a fuck? Like, I don't understand the end point, which is why the episode, like, the episode's really good.
It is a really good episode.
But, like, that's my biggest hang-up with it. Like, I don't understand why we're doing this. I understand why Callister happened.
Yeah.
Because the agent who derives the satisfaction from the copy's torture... is the person who's immediately doing the torturing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I understand that. I even understand that they went really far to make sure that the... Was I here for the Callister discussion?
I feel like you were.
Because they went really...
We could find out.
They went really hard to make sure that, like, it was not about rape. Like, that was the entire point of the Ken doll situation.
Yeah.
Like, this was not a sexual power fantasy.
Right.
Were you there when I mentioned that I thought he might be asexual?
No.
Then you were not here.
I do not remember that.
Because I did make that point.
Because I don't think he was asexual. I don't think he went, fuck. I just don't think
that's part of his fantasy is
but
like
it's,
this,
but the,
this.
Yeah, that fantasy.
PG-13 world.
Yeah, it was just not about that.
Right.
This says I was not here.
Then you weren't here.
I agree. I was on the previous episode under David, a.k.a. Captain Grumps a lot.
Oh shit, he's actually looking at the website, guys.
Yeah, I couldn't remember who was here or not. So, like, I understand why that scenario exists. The Callister scenario.
The captain
like, from Salat's
scenario.
Well, I don't think the point of it, the White Christmas episode, well, the original point wasn't to torture the girl and the cookie. It was just to produce a product. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, wouldn't it be easier, if they could, to just program her to not be like that?
There's a series of audiobooks about taking human consciousness and putting it into machines.
Yeah, I finished them.
I have not.
I know. We listened to it on the way back from Florida.
It's actually really good and explains Babaverse. Why this would be a good idea.
I wrote an what airplane. What is it?
The Babaverse.
Yeah.
The Babaverse?
Yeah.
It's quite good.
The guy's name is Bob.
Robert.
Homer.
Riker.
I mean, I can list a bunch more.
I know.
I know what happens to all of them.
Ugh, don't tell me. I will eventually listen to this.
You're not going to listen to it.
No, I will. It's just, I have to, when I listen to an audiobook, I have to make an effort to listen, and that's a problem.
So drive to Florida and back.
Wow.
The problem is we don't currently have a definition of life that is not us. And when I say us, I mean living things on this planet. We do not have a quantifiable definition of life that does not exist in the bounds of our carbon-based bug-animal-human ecosystem.
Organic. I mean, when I was in high school, my freshman biology class, we had a definition of life.
And that is what God created?
None of this, no.
It's the living things.
That's what Jesus
and this and artificial intelligence would not be included in what biology defined as life, or at least the biology in 1985 when I took high school.
Yeah, like when aliens show up and they are like methane gas clouds that shoot lightning to communicate, we're probably gonna have to revisit our philosophical conception of life.
The actual definition of life is the condition that distinguishes animals and plants from inorganic matter, including the capacity for growth, reproduction, functional activity, and continual change.
Okay.
So artificial intelligence could meet that.
Could.
And I believe it did in these episodes. Yeah.
Reproduce?
Sure.
They could not reproduce.
That's just including those attributes. It doesn't mean it has to be all of them, as far as if I'm reading that right.
What?
No, it includes all of them.
Yeah, why wouldn't they include all of them? Yeah. Well, you can't just pick one. It grows, changes. Lots of things change. The Grand Canyon changes, rocks change.
Butt stuff changes.
I don't know.
It's very cultural. Morality changes. Ethics change.
Is that alive?
I guess I was looking at functional activity, continual change, and growth. I guess reproduction is the only one that I can't really make it meet. Unless you have something that can make copies of itself.
Two rocks. Fucking.
Yeah. I mean, if you smash two rocks together, you can make multiple smaller rocks.
That's change. It's also kind of growth. They take up more space.
But it's not... it's not...
take up the same amount of space.
Anything that the rocks do themselves to make it happen.
But now there's air between the pebbles. So they take up more, physical space, but the mass is the same.
Yeah, okay.
Tell me I'm wrong.
I'm saying the volume is the same.
I know I'm not wrong. Then it turns into a quicksand situation, which you can't drown in. So that's awkward.
Another definition of life is living things and their activity. You can't use the
sure can.
Another form of the word in the definition of the word.
Sure can, just did. All right, are we done here?
My glass is empty. I'm done.
Yeah, I'm done.
I appreciated this discussion.
All right, let's fire up round two. Everybody gird your loins.
All right.
San Junipero, were they alive?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Why were they alive?
Wouldn't that be, by your definition, sentience? Because it's not just a copy of their consciousness. That is their consciousness.
Yeah, that was them.
Yeah, it was
they were like physically plugged into a fucking machine.
It was basically a destructive copy of their consciousness, right? It had to take it from one location, move it to another. Same thing with the replicants.
For the majority of the episode, they're actually the people.
Yeah, I mean, it's, yeah.
Then at the end, they're the copies. Until
Heaven on Earth plays in the background.
Yeah, then they're the copies. Then those people are fucking dead.
The difference for me between the end of Senjin Apero and the rest of the stuff, whether or not they're sentient or not.
All right. Next week, we will talk about most of this all over again. I have no doubt.
The Blackest Museum.
The Black Museum.
The biggest, blackest museum.
Unless
I'm excited, especially now that I've watched the entire series.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm on my second watch. I'm on my second run watching them all.
Fuck.
I'm watching them with other people. It's really fun to watch it with people who have not seen it. Because they're like, is this happening? I'm like, I don't fucking know. Fuck you. It's wicked good. But what was I saying? Oh, like, there's so much shit that I didn't catch first time around. Just, it's interesting how they, because they never directly talk about how this is all connected, but they, like,
yeah,
they show do. You.
There are little things. There are little things that connect the world. There's a song that plays.
There's a song that plays constantly, which I really like too. Like every time it starts playing, I'm like, ooh.
I like finding the mirror or glass that's broken in most episodes.
What?
You haven't seen.
You've watched these episodes more than I have.
Are you kidding? There is glass or a mirror or some reflective surface that is broken in most of the episodes that I can think of. Sometimes I just haven't seen it.
Yeah.
But when I'm consciously looking for it, it's there. Like,
that's so funny. There's a comic that I
gotta start all over.
There's a comic that I read called Camp We Don't Want You. And in like the third or fourth strip, an airdrop comes in and it's just full of feral cats. Every single strip after that, there's a feral cat hidden somewhere in the fucking comic.
That's nice. That's actually really
like,
good.
I'll read it and then I'll spend as much time as it takes to find that fucking cat.
There was a TV show. Fucking, what was it? Was it WKRP where there was a character that always had a Band-Aid somewhere on their body? In every episode, there was one character that always had a Band-Aid on their body if you looked for it.
That sounds tedious.
Every issue of Playboy has a bunny's head somewhere on it.
That's the logo, though.
It's somewhere within the art of the cover.
Oh, I was going to say
it's their logo. It's somewhere within the art of the cover. Sometimes they like Photoshop it into the reflection of the people's eyes. I mean, it's there somewhere.
I only read it for the articles.
Well, now you can also look at the cover for that.
No.
Yeah, now it's your highlights.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not fucking goofus and gallanting this shit over here. I read a lot of highlights. Actually, I didn't read a lot of highlights because it's like a 2-minute read. But like, I guess the dumb kids spend a lot more time on it. So it's like you flip through it to the doctor's office waiting room and it's like, all right, well, this was a good 2 minutes that we finished here. Now what? Guess I'm going to pick up the Fire and Fury.
Is there going to be season 5?
Yeah, undoubtedly.
I don't know. There's not been one announced yet. When Netflix picked it up, they purchased 12 episodes, and those 12 episodes have run. That was seasons 3 and 4.
They'll do
it. And Black Museum could be a series finale.
I feel like they'll do more.
I hope they do more.
It's too much of a cultural highlight.
It's, you know what? If they don't do more, I would love to see what he does next.
Who's he?
Charlie Brooker. Okay. The guy who wrote almost every episode, or at least came up with a story for almost every episode.
Did he write them all?
He wrote or came up with a story for almost every episode, I believe. He
co-wrote like half of them.
Well.
Because like Archangel, he co-wrote with Jodie Foster.
No, I don't think he co-wrote that. I think she just did the directing on it.
God, I wish there was a way we could find this out.
If only. I know he didn't write them all by himself.
Yeah.
But, like, there was Nosedive.
Yeah.
He had the story for and turned it over to Rashida Jones and somebody else, whoever her writing partner is.
Mm-hmm.
And they wrote it. They actually wrote Nosedive.
The fuck is this guy? I've never seen most of the shit that this dude's written. And IMDb doesn't really have a good way to tell me what like what episodes he's written. Turd. All right, I'll do more research into this.
That means I'm not going to do any research into this.
You'll never hear about this again.
Thank God.
Oh my God.
Okay. Now, while Alex is gone, let's have a serious talk about sentience.
We all agree that they're all sentient.
Is this pan flute sentient?
It's making me feel a lot of things.
Is it suffering? Are you suffering because of it?
I'm not. That pan flute's never made me suffer. Yeah, he co-wrote a lot of these with other people. The history of you, the entire history of you, was not written by him at all. Not even
the story? So what I found interesting, we'll talk about it next week, never mind. I'll wait.
Let's wait. So we don't ruin something for Alex. Yep.
All right.
Next week we're going to talk about Black Mirror, Black Museum, and then we're going to get off the Black Mirror.
Yeah, that'll wrap up our January train. Black Mirror.
Just in time for Black History
Month. For Black History Month and Black Panther.
And Black Panther.
All right, have a good night.
See ya.